This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What is going on, folks? Welcome on into a Tuesday, May 27th edition of Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Charlie Long bringing it on 8 p.m. this evening. Got plenty of LSU baseball to talk about. Get into some Saints as well. Going to lead things off getting into those NBA playoffs. Charlie, I know you're just coming back from vacation, but did you get to watch any of the playoff action while you were away?
I missed game one. Okay. The Knicks and Pacers, which was like the best game of the playoffs because of how it ended and Tyrese Halliburton doing the choking gesture and
right.
Reggie Miller from the bench pointing at him. It was awesome, man. No, but I've seen most of it. I've kept up with the blowout games and the OKC Minnesota series until last night, which was a decently fun game. And then, but this Eastern Conference Finals, Steve, is fantastic. It's lived up to expectations, potentially surpassed them.
Yeah, we got game four going on tonight with that series. The Pacers up 2-1. The Knicks looking to tie this series up. It'll be tough on Indiana's court. Definitely worried about the Knickerbockers going into this matchup. They were able to take that game three, but not sure how much they have left against this Pacers squad. I thought this would be an extended series, Charlie, but I'm not convinced anymore that we're going past five in this one.
See, I think this is kind of the pressure game for Indiana, where you have a 20-point lead in Game 3 at home. You're staring at a 3-0 lead after you had that miracle Game 1 in New York, and you take Game 2.
Right.
You have the 3-0 lead in your hands, and you fumble it. So that's why I think this is really fascinating, because if New York just completely erases what Indiana was able to accomplish in those first two games.
Right, series is back to even.
It's a best of three, and you have home court with MSG. So all the pressure for me is on Indiana tonight. Like, yes, if you're New York, you don't want to go down 3-1. I understand that much. But if they lose this game, game on. And I think this could go seven if the Knicks can take this matchup.
I sure hope so. I don't want the NBA playoffs to wrap up that quickly, because this other series with the Thunder and Minnesota T-Wolves, was happy to see, you know, the T-Wolves get back into this last night. But OKC just looks like the stronger team top to bottom offensively and, of course, defensively.
So the way that OKC, I mean, they're going to win it all this year. I don't think there's really any doubt about that at this point. Their defense is unbelievable. It's one of the best defenses I've ever seen. They suffocate opponents. The way they would have lost this year in the postseason was that game seven against Denver. If Denver could have potentially taken them out, but now, you know, they got past that second round hurdle. Minnesota, you know, yes, they had the good record late in the season. They were kind of hot. They were playing good basketball. They win both their first two series 4-1. At the same time, I always thought that this series was going to be like an OKC in five, maybe six, but I never saw it really as a seven game series that you know, Minnesota had really any shot against OKC. They're not there yet. They're just not at that OKC level. And at the same time, I think it's the same thing with the East. Whoever comes out of this fantastic Knicks and Pacers series, Steve, do you really expect it to be like a seven game NBA finals this year? I just don't.
No, like you mentioned right now, OKC looks like that team that they had the best record in the Western Conference, and they had just been steamrolling things in the playoffs. I thought the biggest challenge for them was probably that Denver Nuggets series.
Exactly. No, that's what I mean. So the chance that existed to knock out this OKC team, if you're not a fan of them, and you know, I've talked with Mike about this, Mike really likes them. I'm not a big fan of Shai. I'm not a big fan of OKC. And it's weird because you really should be. Like, they're a homegrown team. They're a small market. They've kind of built things the right way. Sam Presti's a fantastic GM. At the same time, there's just something about them that kind of rubs me the wrong way. I don't really know. But, like, the chance to knock them out was Denver. And, yeah, you know, the championship pedigree that OKC had to overcome. And then they win that game seven. This is going back, and obviously the game tonight is the Pacers and Knicks. But going back to OKC for game five, I just don't see it, Steve. I think this is done. Done and dusted. They had their chance, and this will kind of open up a slightly bigger talking discussion. I don't like the whole, I understand it's a smart thing. It's so boring to foul up three, and it becomes a free throw shooting contest late. Right. What happened last night
I've seen a lot of complaints today about
OKC
that.
OKC in Minnesota. I'll be the first on the show to complain about it. I was just, come on, man. Give me a shot, like a 50-50 three ball. Once again, it makes sense from Coach Daigneault and OKC to foul up three late. But just give me the drama. Give me the entertainment, right? It's boring. It's boring. I'm sorry. I'll be the one to say it. It's boring.
But I don't know how the NBA, you fix
you
that.
You can't really fix it.
Right.
I mean, there's ways that you could really punish a team for fouling up three. Like if you give them free throws and the ball, like in possession, like you would do like a clear path foul or something like that. But that's a little bit extreme. You can't really fix it, Steve, but at the same time, it really put a little bit of a dour ending to what was a fantastic game.
Yeah, you mentioning, obviously, the tonight's game, we've got the Pacers and Knicks, and seeing that Aaron Nesmith for the Pacers will be available this evening after he sustained a right ankle sprain in Game 3, according to ESPN.
Yeah.
Man, that was it. That first game you missed, just seeing Nesmith, it seemed like anything he was putting up was going in from three-point range in that fourth quarter was insane.
I watched the highlights of it, and it was insane. Yeah, as you mentioned. So Nesmith, he's a key piece. This series is interesting because you feel like with Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson, like you have a little bit more of the better high-end talent on the Knicks roster. Indiana's just got so much depth. They can run out nine different guys, and they all contribute in some sort of way. And that's a credit to Rick Carlisle and that coaching staff with the Pacers. They're going to be tough. But like we mentioned, we'll see what happens with this Eastern Conference Finals. But this just feels like OKC's to lose. And I don't even think that's a hot take at this point. I think they're pretty heavy favorites via Vegas betting odds right now. And every single time you watch them on the floor, whenever they get a lead, they're like an anaconda. They just wrap around you and they suffocate you. You can't do anything about it. Their defense is just too good. And I don't know if New York or Indiana, after watching how they've treated, you know, Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets last round and now this round with Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves, if either one of those Eastern Conference teams has enough offensively to be able to keep up.
Over on the diamond, Charlie, the SEC tournament, LSU got bounced earlier than we probably thought. What was your take with Jay Johnson throwing Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson in that opener? A lot of people were critical of that.
Yeah, it surprised me. That's for sure.
Definitely a surprise.
You hear him talk about it afterwards, and he talks about the flexibility kind of gives them with the opener of the regional against Little Rock, who we kind of gave a little bit of a preview last hour. It gives him a little bit of flexibility with how he wants to use his starting pitchers. He makes sure that you don't lose the opener to Texas A&M because that would have been a pretty heavy RPI hit.
Oof,
and that
right.
was already kind of the criticism on LSU was their RPI. And if they deserve the top 8 national seed, you and I were steadfast in this. We thought that getting to the 19 win mark guaranteed them a spot as a top eight national seed. So even if they would have lost to Texas A&M in that opener of the SEC tournament on Friday, they would have still probably been okay. But, you know, just making sure that your RPI is still in a good range and not having that hit that it would have taken by losing to A&M, you understand it from that standpoint. You wanted to make sure you got a top eight. It's playing at home, as we've mentioned, is super important for this LSU team. And you didn't want to risk if you lose to A&M in the SEC tournament, you go one and done in Hoover. It definitely doesn't help you, right? Winning that game, getting to the semifinals matchup where you lost to Ole Miss, I think the 20 wins in SEC play was enough of a resume to say, okay, this LSU team deserves a top eight. And if the 19 wasn't already.
You look at the conference record and you match it up with the RPI. It's so difficult in college baseball, the formula for what they do in anointing these seeds, because going into the SEC tournament, we talked about it nonstop that LSU in all five of the college baseball polls was number one, yet projected to be a seven seed by D1 baseball.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't compute to me.
D1's reasoning for putting them at the seventh was that Auburn, who was right up there with them and had a higher RPI than them, had swept them. And then they had Georgia ahead of Auburn because Georgia was right there in the RPI. Both of those teams were like top three in the RPI because the SEC is loaded with the top RPI teams. And Georgia had swept Auburn. So they kind of did like a ladder system, right, where they had Georgia and then Auburn and then LSU. The committee saw it differently. They have Auburn as the four seed,
yeah,
which is kind of crazy. And we'll talk.
Vandy jumps up to number one.
Yeah, we'll talk with Mark Etheridge about all this. Vandy deserves the number one spot. They're just unbelievable right now. They're super hot. They won the SEC tournament. They spanked a couple teams on the path too. That's a team that you don't want to play right now. And you know, there's a reason that they're the number one overall seed for sure.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll hear from LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson, what he had to say as the Tigers now prepare for the Baton Rouge Regional. We'll get into it right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. And remind everybody, time to show the dad in your life some love, and WWL is going to help you do that. How would you like to win a Macy's $1,500 shopping spree just in time for Father's Day? You got to go to WWL.com for your chance to win. It's a national contest and really easy to enter. So whether your dad needs new clothes, shoes, outdoor gear, or just the latest gadgets, get him what he really wants. That's a Macy's $1,500 shopping spree, a special prize for a special guy. Enter today at WWL.com. Good luck and happy Father's Day from Team WWL. Going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line before we get into our audio. You can sound off as well, 504-260-1870. Hitting Bob on the North Shore. Wanted to talk about a past experience for LSU baseball that was a sorry result. Bob, what you got for us?
Yeah, I wanted to remind not only you guys, but you already know, but Jay Johnson, about a little college up on the north end of Long Island called Stony Brook.
Yes, sir.
And they came here in a regional, and everybody kind of poo-pooed it, and they won the regional and the super regional and went on to the big dance.
The college
they won it all, man. The Chanticleers, we learned that name quickly.
Yeah, Coastal as well, and Coastal won it all that year in 2016. The Stony Brook
Stony Brook, no, they're not the Chanticleers. Yeah, I'm thinking of
Stony Brook, I think it's the Seawolves,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. Stony Brook, that...
Sorry, I was thinking about the other squad.
That was another kind of small school that came and upset LSU in Alec Pock Stadium. Stony Brook was back in 2012, by the way, Bob, so I went and double-checked that. So it's been about 13 years since that happened. And that's why, you know, we go back to what we were discussing earlier with, does Jay Johnson throw one of his two aces against Little Rock? Yes, you look at Little Rock coming in. The Trojans have a 24-32 record. They had a losing record in the Ohio Valley Conference. They lost 13 of 14 games to end the season before they went 5 straight to win the Ohio Valley. Do you throw one of your aces? And I think the answer for Jay has shown it before, is yes. He's going to throw one of those guys. He's not going to overlook Little Rock. He's going to throw one of his two aces in all likelihood, whether that be Anderson or Ianson, to make sure that they get in the winner's bracket.
I did think it was interesting what Scott Sanders told you and Mike D, though. He would probably go Jaden Newt maybe game one.
And we've heard that a little bit on our text line too, like pitch off against Little Rock because you're expecting to score a bunch of runs against them. At the same time, you know, with this LSU offense and how kind of up and down they've been, yes, you're expecting them to kind of explode at the box. But what happens if they don't? And this random Little Rock pitcher that they're going to throw has a really good game. And then all of a sudden, uh-oh, what are we looking at here? So if you're LSU, there's something to be said about not overlooking your opponent, right? And there's a reason that this Little Rock team made it to the postseason. Even if they have the worst RPI, they went on a run in their conference tournament. They're feeling confident. Like, they have nothing to lose. Like, literally nothing to lose.
Yeah, you were talking to me before the show, and it was kind of odd how they ended up, their schedule played out for them.
Right. And they had a couple different common opponents here, Steve. They were swept by Nichols back in February. They beat Ole Miss in a game, which, once again, baseball is baseball. Anything can happen in any single given game. So, kind of like to what Bob was mentioning with Stony Brook beating LSU and back in 2012, and then as you had also brought up with Coastal Carolina beating LSU as well. So I just don't think you overthink this, Steve. And when you get to game three and you've already exhausted Anderson and Ianson, I think you have the pitching depth to be okay, especially because you're facing a team that's played an extra game to come out of the loser's bracket in that scenario where you win those first two games with your two aces on the mound. That's what the benefit of being in the winner's bracket is. You already have better pitching depth than these teams in this regional, Dallas Baptist, Rhode Island, and Little Rock. But if you go 2-0 with your best two arms, you have like a significant advantage with whoever you have left versus whatever the other team that comes out of the loser's bracket has left.
Yeah.
Is basically what I'm trying to say.
So, yeah, we know LSU will be playing Little Rock on Friday in the first game of the day. Then it'll be Dallas Baptist taking on Rhode Island in that next matchup at Alec Box Stadium. Coach Jay Johnson getting his squad ready for the Baton Rouge Regional. And here's a little of what Jay had to say to the media as his team prepares for NCAA postseason action after getting through the SEC tourney.
I'm proud of our team. I think to be a national seed is a tremendous accomplishment. I think a little over 300 teams play baseball, and so, you know, to be one of those eight is awesome and not to be taken for granted. I think we were very deserving, very consistent throughout the regular season, well-positioned to play well. We obviously love playing here, so feel good about all those things. I don't really have any thoughts on the draw. If you're one of 64 of 300 playing, then you're a championship caliber team, and that's what we have, you know, in our path, and that's what every team has in their path. So excited to have the opportunity to continue to play baseball, and excited that it's going to be here at the Box.
Does the DBU game from a few months ago help out at all?
Feels like a billion years ago, even though it was 2 months ago. You know, it's a great team. You know, just as you're kind of looking through it, I kind of had it boiled down to about four or five teams that would come here as a two seed. They were one of them, so not really a surprise. They're in the postseason every year, and one of the best programs in America. So, ton of respect. Know they'll be prepared. You know, but I've been in regionals where you may not play somebody that you think you're going to play, and you know, because you didn't win or they won or we won or they didn't. And so it's a great program, great team, and like I said, that to me, it's kind of all you're going to see. I think maybe helps a little bit just having a little bit of an eyeball, but the players change day to day, let alone month to month, and that's for any team.
How different are you guys, you feel like, from then till now?
As I said, I think we've been consistent in our approach. I think at different times of the year we've done different things well. We really were swinging the bat well at that time of the year. That was a really good week for us offensively, and we pitched well in that game. And you look at kind of how it went, Connor Ware and then Cowan and then Evans all were key parts of our team, and they threw the ball well that night. I think I was glad they brought up – I could only hear a little bit on the show, but talking about our defense, in particular infield defense, I think that's something we brought to the field every game this year. And with the way, you know, those top guys throw the ball for us and that, it gives you a chance to be in every game. And then it just comes down to execution. And, you know, we've been excellent at that at times as well. So I feel good about where we're at relative to that time. You know, and you get tested so much. Like, I feel like we've seen just about everything that we can see.
So you mentioned going back to your experiences 2 years ago, just how big of an advantage is it that, you know, kind of the road to Omaha has to come through that merge?
Yeah, I think it's an advantage. I like it from it's tournament play, so it's a little bit different routine relative to those things. So I don't think you can draw too much from that. I think I love playing here. Love our fans, love how our team and our team this year has played here. So those are all positives. But ultimately, whoever wins or comes out of it will be because they played the best this weekend. So we'll focus on trying to help us be that team.
Well, speaking of that, in those couple of years, I know now is now, but still a handful of guys that was on that
yeah.
team. So how much of maybe an advantage is that, knowing that the team knows what it takes to get there?
Yeah, I think it can be helpful. I think when you look at it, all of the differences, all those guys are in a little bit different roles than they were at that time. But they've been through the prep before. And, you know, literally, like, and it sounds silly, but prepared to how to watch the show correctly, you know, to what we're doing today. To, you know, you're in the postseason, you stay in the postseason, we're going to have a steak dinner at least once a week, you know, from this point forward. So that's tomorrow night. To what individual needs guys need, because there's like three groups of players on our team that need something a little bit different today. So we want to address that for each of them. Tomorrow we'll practice, you know, late morning to kind of simulate, you know, being ready for Friday and a day game. And we'll do the same thing on Wednesday and Thursday. You have the like mandated practice times they give you. So coaches have a lot of work to do, you know, playing three teams. It's one of the reasons I like the preseason tournament, because it forces you into an exercise where you prepare like you do for the regionals. And so be a good day around here and good week, and having some of those players that have been through that. And last year was a little different, going on the road and coming off of 5 games and 5 days in the SEC tournament. It literally took us 2 days to recover from Hoover, you know, before we could really get going. And by that time, we were on a plane on Wednesday. So it's a lot different than that, for sure.
Has your perspective on the last 15 innings or so with the offense changed at all now? You've gotten the chance to sort of look back at the tape?
Yeah, I think it's a new season now. And I think there's different challenges that come at you throughout the year, like going on the road 2 weeks in a row at Auburn. This was the second of those weekends, was our biggest struggle, like I said, of this team that played very consistently. And this was kind of like one of those weeks, because we went to South Carolina, we decided to come home, which I believe was the right decision, and then bust over there. And you know, so I think there's a lot of elements in play, and I'll credit our opponent. They threw the ball really, really well, you know, and a lot better. Then it's clear to see why they're a national seed too at 10. So I would give a lot of credit to the opponent, you know, and we just need to keep working and doing better. And the good thing about that is we've had, I think it's the first time we were shut out. You guys would know that better than me.
Yeah.
You know, we've had games where maybe we haven't been as good and then rebounded. I remember we beat Mississippi State 2-1. In game two, and then scored 17 the next night. You know, we scored 13 against Arkansas, which wasn't that long ago, 7-8 on the road in the last SEC series. So I don't think it's anything that we haven't seen or haven't had to do. And as much as it's frustrating, like the SEC forces you into that. 8 regional hosts, I don't know how many of them we played. It's just a different animal. And luckily, the positive side of that is you go through those things so you know how to come out the other side of them. And it's literally just kind of doing what we do and getting back to work mentally. Like I said the other day, I thought it was a great question that you asked about, you know, is it a holistic thing, in my words, or is it, to me, it's like kind of guy by guy. And, you know, I mentioned doing what each player needs to do today. That's kind of the focus of today, kind of starting on that and get going forward as a complete and new reset.
Why is this team national championship caliber?
Well, I think the game of baseball doesn't change. People that play it change sometimes. When I mentioned consistency, may not feel like it when you lose a game that, you know, maybe you shouldn't lose, or people think that you shouldn't lose, but their ability to respond to that, not be complacent when they've been successful. Like, I have confidence in the mindset of the team. I think pitching, you know, we have, obviously those two guys have gotten talked about, and as they should, rightfully so. But if you look at the emergence of a number of other pitchers on the staff, our pitching staff gives us tremendous ability to be in every game that we play. They're supported by outstanding defense. I don't know if this is still true, but somebody told me we were top 10 nationally in defense or fielding percentage. So you have two elements, you know, complementing each other. And offensively, I think we've been challenged with so much good competition that, again, we're prepared for what we will see. And if to do what you asked or said, you're probably going to see somebody that you've seen already. And that's a good thing about surviving, you know, I think I called it like the Royal Rumble, you know, of 11 weeks. You know, you're prepared. You know, like last year, like, I mean, we played one of the best teams in the country outside the league, and hey man, they got a 2-strike hit, and they got us by a run. But you know, I was very comfortable with how that team competed in that environment. And that experience, you know, should help this experience, you know, going forward.
The skipper, Jay Johnson of the LSU Baseball Tigers, the 6th seed in the NCAA baseball tournament. And you look at the draw that the Tigers got in this, Charlie, and it's pretty darn favorable. You look at these matchups that LSU has to potentially play. Of course, we do know things can happen. We just mentioned Coastal Carolina as the right. Stony Brooks. But overall, you got to be happy if you're an LSU fan seeing who's coming to the box for the regional.
Before I kind of talk about DBU and Rhode Island, because I've already talked about Little Rock, the thing that Jay brought up that I wanted to throw out there as well, defense in baseball is like an offensive line in football, in my opinion. Like, when you have it, you can kind of overlook how important it is. But when you don't have it, it instantly becomes like a death knell to your team. And this LSU baseball team has been so good defensively, and it's been kind of underreported, but it's just kind of been there all year. I remember Bill Franke said it like the start of the year that Milam and Dickinson have been one of the best 1-2 combos up the middle of the infield that he's ever seen at LSU. And that's Bill Franke saying that. I mean, that is what it is. Michael Braswell has been really good at third. You know, Jared Jones has been really good defensively at first. They have a good defensive outfield with Stanfield and Curiel. And, you know, if Pearson's out there or if Brown's out there or whoever. This LSU pitching staff, great. The LSU defense is great. And as Jay mentioned, that is enough to keep them in every game that they play. And so if you're looking at the teams in the Baton Rouge Regional, going back to what you had mentioned about the good draw, we already talked about Little Rock. DBU is maybe, like, when you talk about if LSU got a really easy draw, you can't really overlook DBU. It feels like every single year, as Jay had mentioned when they played them back in February, 3 months ago, he said that this is a team that you can just book them for 40 wins. Guess what? 40 wins. 40-16 record, 21-6 in Conference USA. Steve, 16-7 on the road. That's a pretty interesting number there. But a couple other things here about DBU. High-end wins over Oklahoma. They go 2-0 against the Sooners this year. They went 1-1 versus Oklahoma State. Obviously, LSU beat them back in February, as I mentioned. They took 2-3 in a series win over UT San Antonio, who's in the postseason as a 2-seed in the Texas Regional. And they went 1-1 versus TCU, who is another 2-seed in the postseason. They have some really high-end wins, Steve. As I mentioned, OU, Oklahoma State, UTSA, TCU. They went 2-2 in the Conference USA tournament. They bowed out in the semis despite being the 1-seed. They hit .304 as a team. They hold opponent batting average of .260. 97 home runs this season for the Dallas Bombers, as they like to call themselves at times. Three players with 14-plus. 482 runs scored, good for 8.6 runs per game. And their team ERA is 4.97 with a 1.43 whip. Dallas Baptist is a good team, Steve. And maybe Rhode Island takes them out in the first game. You know, we'll see what happens with that 2-3 matchup. But if DBU gets to the winner's bracket, and if LSU takes down Little Rock, and that's the matchup you see, the 1 versus the 2, as most people are expecting, I mean, DBU is a good team. Like, you just can't overlook them.
We did see them in February at the Frisco Classic, right?
No, it was a midweek game. So it was just like it was in Arlington.
Okay, yeah, right.
The Texas Rangers Stadium, the Globe Life Field, you know, Daikin North or whatever they call it for Astros fans. But yeah, no, as I mentioned, DBU's got a solid squad. Rhode Island, 38-20, 22-8 in A-10 play.
Oh yeah, I'm looking. That was right before they got into the Frisco Classic.
Right. It was that week. It was the Texas trip. They had 4 games in Texas, and it started with that midweek matchup against DBU. So Rhode Island, they swept the A-10 championship. They went 3-0. They're pretty hot heading into postseason play, 11-2 in their last 13 games. They hit .309 as a team and hold opponents to .255. 85 home runs this year, 3 players with 15-plus, and a team ERA of 6.2. So that's kind of, you know, when you're talking about the strengths and weaknesses of these teams, both of them have good bats, good offenses that you see with Dallas Baptist and Rhode Island. Rhode Island's got a little bit of a worse team ERA, team pitching staff. But they're obviously going to be throwing their ace against DBU in this opening matchup, you would have to imagine, as well, to get into that winner's game, likely against LSU. So we'll see what happens here, Steve. But it's 2 good offenses here with Rhode Island and Dallas Baptist. The one kind of outlier in this regional is Little Rock. But as we mentioned earlier, you don't want to overlook any team come postseason baseball, because anything can happen.
Yeah, they made it here for a reason. And just overall, we're going to get into a lot more next hour. Mark Etheridge of D1 Baseball. As expected, a real strong showing for the SEC conference and representation here now in the postseason play.
I'm looking forward to talking with Mark about some of these SEC regions. It's not just going to be LSU that we're talking to him about. We'll ask him about the toughest regions, which ones he's feeling the most confident about. And then I got a real good question for him, because I asked this to Mike off-air. Looking at how the regions are set up and how the super regionals could potentially be set up as well, the amount of SEC teams that you think will make it to the College World Series this year. There's 13 in the field of 64, and 8 of them are hosts. But some of those hosts are kind of paired together for potential super regional matchups, like, for instance, Georgia and Ole Miss, right? The 7 and the 10. And there are a couple other examples, especially if like a 2 or 3 seed wins and move on to the super regional round as well. So we'll see what happens, but I think it's going to be interesting to figure out and project how many SEC teams will make it to that final 8.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. You can sound off on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. It's 504-260-1870. Looking forward to hearing from you. We'll get back to more Sports Talk right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been talking a lot about LSU baseball hosting a regional in Baton Rouge and their opponents coming up in that regional with Little Rock, Dallas Baptist, and of course
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, thank you. The mighty Rhode Island
Rams.
Rams, yeah. The Rams.
The Patriots, the Rams, and the Trojans in order, Steve. And, you know, once again, I'll be interested to see what happens with that Rhode Island-Dallas Baptist game because similarly with Little Rock, this is a team that got hot in their conference tournament. They're playing confident with Rhode Island. And Rhode Island had a very good year as well. 38-20 overall. 20-14 on the road too, Steve. So a couple good teams with good road records with them and Dallas Baptist for sure. And that matchup should be a lot of fun.
Hopefully home cooking does the LSU offense some good. We know the bats have been kind of stagnant on the road this season. It happened in the LSU in the SEC tournament. Hoover wasn't very kind to them. That's why they were bounced earlier than expected. But if they can you wake up, things, you know, go their way in this regional. They move on to the super regional. We mentioned the favorable matchup for the Baton Rouge, but if whoever comes out of that Clemson regional they'll match up against, and seems like another pretty favorable draw for the LSU Tigers.
In supers?
Yeah, in super regionals, if they get that far.
So that's something I'll have to defer to Mark about. And I don't, like, Mark covers the SEC, so I know that he covers the nation as well. So he'll have more knowledge on Clemson than I currently do. I watched Clemson get bludgeoned in the ACC championship game by UNC. And I know that UNC is a top five team in the country. They have the fifth seed, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so they have the Chapel Hill regionals, home of five seed UNC. Clemson is the 11 seed. They're hosting West Virginia out of the Big 12, Kentucky out of the SEC, and then USC Upstate is the four seed of that regional too. So when I had someone that called in earlier and asked if there was potential for LSU to play an SEC team in the super regional round, technically yes, and it would be Kentucky if Kentucky is the three seed, were able to win that regional, but they'll have their hands full with West Virginia and then potentially Clemson as well. So we'll see what happens there. That's probably a tougher regional than the one that LSU has in Baton Rouge, with DBU, Rhode Island, and Little Rock, the one that Clemson got. And maybe Clemson doesn't even get to that point. We'll have to see if they can take out West Virginia, Kentucky, and USC Upstate. At the same time, if you're LSU, you're at home regardless of who wins that regional, which is the great part of being a top eight national seed.
You mentioned it, Charlie. We got, what is it, eight teams, nine teams hosting regional action?
From the SEC?
Yeah.
It's eight.
Eight teams.
Yeah, you have Vanderbilt as the one seed. You have Texas as the two seed. Arkansas is the three. Auburn is the four. Sensing a little bit of a theme there. UNC finally breaks it up at five. Then you have LSU at six. And then you have Georgia at seven. You have Ole Miss at 10. Tennessee at 14. So that's your regional host. That's eight regional hosts out of the SEC. And then you have 13 total teams because you have Alabama as a two seed. OU as a two seed in Chapel Hill. Florida is a two seed in Conway, the Coastal Carolina regional, and then Kentucky is the three seed in Clemson. So, yeah, SEC very well represented. And as we mentioned, we'll ask Mark how many SEC teams he'll think will make it to the College World Series this year.
LSU got bounced by Ole Miss at the SEC tournament. Man, I was impressed with, obviously, the Rebels pitching just shut down the Tigers' bats. They had nothing going for them that day.
I think they got one of the tougher regional draws in the postseason.
Ole Miss?
Yeah, I think so. You're bringing in Georgia Tech, who thinks that they should have been a host because they won the ACC regular season title. Western Kentucky won Conference USA. They're the three seed. They won the Conference USA tournament that Dallas Baptist was in, by the way. And then they got Murray State as the four seed of the Oxford regional. I think it's tough, man. Like, if you're looking at some of these regionals and you're asking who has the worst draw, I mentioned earlier, I think that, you know, Arkansas didn't get a great draw by the committee, getting Kansas in their regional, Creighton as well. North Dakota State, they should hammer that team. I mean, North Dakota State, we saw them in Baton Rouge earlier this year. They're not very good, but they were still able to win. I think the Summit League is where they're from. I think Conway, the Coastal Carolina regional, is tough, getting Florida and ECU. I know ECU was kind of having a down year, but they're a great program, and they got hot at the right time to win their conference tournament. And so there are a couple teams that I think got really, really brutal draws here, Steve, but Ole Miss is definitely one of them.
Yeah, I'm just looking over the bracket, you know, real quick here, and it's funny, you're going through and just a real quick glance, it's hard to find anywhere without an SEC representation.
You know what's funny is one of the other hard brackets doesn't have an SEC team in it, and it's the Corvallis regional. Oregon State got an 8 seed, which I think was a little bit controversial. They got an 8 seed over some other teams that could have been a top 8 national seed, but they got TCU in their regional. TCU was another one of those teams, as I kind of mentioned with Georgia Tech, that was on the bubble of being a host, and they're going to feel snubbed just like Georgia Tech was. So they're going to be going to Corvallis pretty pissed off as a two seed. USC is the three seed of that regional, and then St. Mary is a really good four. Corvallis, that Oregon State team, they're going to have to earn their way to the super regional round for sure.
And you look at it, they would match up against what, the Tallahassee regional in supers?
Right, with Florida State as the host, is the nine seed, and then Northeastern, who's, I think, on a 28-game winning streak, Steve. They have one of the best pitching staffs in the country. The Huskies are red hot. Mississippi State is the three seed in that regional, and then Bethune-Cookman as the four in Tallahassee. So, yeah, we'll do more breakdown with Mark, but it's a lot of fun regionals for sure. Regional play is one of my favorite postseasons in all of sports. It's so unique and just entertaining. I'm a big fan.
Any listeners out there, Mumford and Sons fans, you want to see them in concert? Well, WWL's got your tickets to see Mumford and Sons and Friends. Railroad Revival Tour, that's Sunday, August 3rd at Waldenburg Park. Just go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Join the English Folk Rock Celebration on New Orleans Riverfront. Sing along with Mumford and Sons and Friends, including Trombone Shorty, courtesy of Live Nation and WWL. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk, though, right after this. Stay tuned. And the top of the hour news break here on WWL. When we get back, we'll get into more LSU baseball. Hear from outfielder Ethan Frye, pitcher Anthony Ianson, plus D1Baseball.com SEC writer Mark Etheridge helping us break down the bracket. So stay tuned right here on WWL. Baseball fans, we'll be back with more right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.